am Jennifer. I'm an alcoholic. Tina and Daniel, welcome. Glad you're here. Thank you, Mark, for asking me to speak. My sobriety date is August 5th, 2025. And you know, I'm an only child. I grew up with a lot of love. And my family believed that I can do and be in anything that I wanted to be in life. I had a lot of support and love. I was very fortunate in that way. I also grew up around a lot of alcoholism and witnessed a lot of violence. Those things don't make me an alcoholic. The first time that I, when I was probably about 10, 11 years old, my uncle that was 5 years older than me had given me some weed. And I remember thinking at that time that I didn't like it. You know, I wasn't happy about that. And I was uncomfortable, but, I didn't say anything. He was cool. And then a couple more years went by, and my aunt had given us some mushrooms. And, I was pretty young, and, I remember going to the mall to get my hair cut. And, I remember how young I was because I was getting my hair cut, and I was looking in the mirror. And I can still see my face that day. And I remember thinking at that time, this is cool. I liked it. And, and then some more time went by. And, because there was so much alcoholism in our family, my cousin and I had made a pact that we're never going to drink. We'll only smoke weed. It never dawned on me to, not put anything in my system or to be sober. I just never thought like that, However, by the time I was 16, I was already drinking alcoholically and had consequences from that, made poor decisions, lied to cover it up because I felt shameful, things like this. So, So, by the time I was about 21, I got my first DUI, and that was the first, serious consequence that affected me. I was living in the valley, and my boyfriend was out here, and, I decided at 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever it was to come and see him, right? I get these great ideas when I'm drinking. And, I'm driving in the slow lane up northbound and, and I overcorrected and I drove across all the northbound lanes through the medium, all the southbound lanes and off the freeway. A big rig pulled over and, runs down the hill. Are you okay? And my only thought is, do you have any coffee? I don't want a DUI. I never thought oh no, I shouldn't have been drinking. That stuff just, I just don't think like that. And, somehow there was a delay in that and I didn't really get charged for that one, And then my next one, was more serious, I had somebody in my car and he got hurt. I wiped out a row of cars and, and now I'm looking at some serious time, I'm in Civil Brand, and they pull me out and they're like, you have a warrant in Lancaster. I'm like, uh-oh. That's the first I had heard of it. And by the time I got up, so they brought me to court. And anyway, he let that go because the ones I was facing were so serious. I still didn't stop drinking, though. And, but as a result of that, I was introduced to AA. And I went to Acton Rehab, and I was given a choice, AA meetings or rehab, and I chose rehab because I thought I needed a break, okay? And, it was co-ed, and I met this guy there, and, he got kicked out because he wasn't serious. I gave him the keys to my apartment, I'm in love. And and then that turned out bad, I don't need to go into details on that, but, I I started doing a drug that I didn't know anything about, and, you know, in less than a year, I lost everything. And, but I knew to come to AA, you know, when things were bad enough. You know, I went to Washington, was homeless by choice, because I'd rather do that, you know. You know, and I got 18 months sober, which is the longest to date I've ever been sober. And then, you know, I'm going to college and things are looking pretty good. And I see this thing on the wall, you want to go to Spain. I'm like, I do. I want to go to Spain. You know, so I go to Spain and my sponsor tells me, before you get there, find meetings. And I forgot that, you know. Somehow I forgot that part. I took my books, I took everything that I knew, and I went there. And, you know, I'm over there and, like, you know, talking to people. They don't even speak English. I'm like, you know, where's a meeting, you know? And it just didn't go well, you know. But in hindsight, I never developed a relationship with a power greater than myself at that point in my life. So, you know, I did all the stuff over there. You know, I lasted 8 days. 8 days. And then I continued to drink for the next 20 years. So, you know, and towards the end of my drinking, I started coming to AA, you know, because life was getting bad, but, you know, and I wanted my life to be better, but I didn't really think I was an alcoholic. I just knew that I drank too much. and then in May of 24, the last time that I actually drank the way that I like to drink, you know, and mind you, during this 20 years, you know, I'm ruining relationships, I'm causing havoc, like, I'm embarrassing myself, just so much stuff, and it doesn't faze me the way that, you know, I would have thought it should have, let's say. And, you know, in my last DUI, which was also a crash, you know, I get out, you know, I'm in jail, and, you know, I get let out on Sierra Highway over here, you know, at noon, you know, and I'm in a party dress. I'd been at my mom's Christmas party, you know, my hair's all crazy, and, you know, I get out, and, you know, you would think that it'd be like, I should stop drinking, you know. I get out, I'm like, I need a drink, you know. This is the kind of stuff that I think when I get problems in my life, I think I need a drink, even though the problems are caused from drinking. You know, so May 24, the last time I drank the way that I like to drink, I actually thought I was going to die. I was sick. I did not feel well. Something happened. You know, I was just partying at the bar with a bunch of coworkers, and by the time I got home, I was like, oh, my God, I think I'm going to die. And I've been coming to AA since. That's still, thank you, was... it wasn't still, even though I felt that way, it was still not enough for me to fully surrender, but it was enough for me to continue to come to AA regularly. And, you know, I've since gotten a sponsor, and I'm working the steps. You know, AA comes first in my life. Everything else comes second, because if I don't work on my recovery, I don't get any of those other things. You know, I speak to my sponsor every day. I go to a meeting every day. I work the steps on a regular basis. I take the steps. You know, life is okay. Life is okay. And I don't feel like I need a break. And I'm really grateful to be here. Thanks for letting me share. All right.